local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
706 FM Talk 106.5, the latest in news and weather, and especially traffic this morning on Mobile Mornings. Here's Kane.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, with a major overnight accident, SUV was on the wrong side of the road and hit an 18-wheeler head-on. I-10 eastbound closed near Theodore Dawes in about a 4.5-mile delay. As traffic's being rerouted on exit 10, they say about at least another 45 minutes trying to clear the 18-wheeler out of the roadway. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Now open Friday and Saturdays for your convenience. From sedation dentistry to same-day crowns, call 210-7 and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, that's probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were we just talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
707 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along. We've been talking about this fatal accident. I-10 eastbound happened overnight into this morning. It has traffic absolutely at a standstill. With an update on that, I mean a real update. Somebody who's been living this all morning. News 5's Katarina Lukatic joins us now. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning. If you are traveling into Mobile, find any route but I-10. That's my advice to you this morning.
It's there at the exit 10, right? So Theodore Dawes exit?
It's at exit 13.
13,
so it's about,
okay.
Yeah, it's right at the interchange there. So what they're doing is they are diverting traffic off of I-10 at exit 10, which is the McDonald Road exit, and then people are taking Highway 90 down. But even getting to the exit 10, there's about a 3 or 4 mile backup.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. Yeah, 90's packed full as all that traffic's being diverted on there. When did this accident occur?
So the accident happened at 3:15 this morning. So we're approaching on 4 hours now that the interstate has been shut down. My photojournalist, who's actually up by the crash site, tells me that they have finally gotten the 18-wheeler onto the tow truck, so hopefully it should open in the next, hopefully, few minutes here.
Yeah, let's pull the curtain back. You know how I like to do, and tell folks, I mean, this is how, I mean, you understand their pain because you are currently in that traffic. You haven't shown up there to report on it. You were actually in that traffic when you started your shift this morning.
Yeah, that's right. I leave my house at 2:30, and so I was actually on my way in from Mississippi and got stuck in this traffic at 3:15, so I've been sitting in it ever since.
Oh, our hearts go out to you. That is a long sit. And so you are hearing, though, that there is some movement at the actual accident site with the 18-wheeler being loaded up. Now, I heard reporting earlier here that this was a case, at least what law enforcement is saying, of a vehicle going the wrong way on the interstate. Are we to believe that what with the 18-wheeler, were they going eastbound and the vehicle coming westbound? Or what do you know at this point?
Yeah, I believe that that was the case. We know it was a wrong-way driver, so it seems like the 18-wheeler was traveling eastbound, I guess in the left lane, and for some reason the SUV was traveling the wrong way, also in the left lane, I'm assuming, thinking that it was the right lane, and crashed head-on to this 18-wheeler, and so that's what caused this accident. The driver of the SUV was initially airlifted to a hospital. That was around 3:45, 4 o'clock this morning, but since then they have pronounced that driver dead.
Wow, wow. Well, we wish you the best of getting out of that traffic this morning, and we'll check back in to see your progress here in just a little bit.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, Katarina Lukatich from News 5. I mean, really, in the story as she's traveling in, which, by the way, side note, when we feel sorry for ourselves in radio, about what time we have to get up to come in, she was, you know, up and at them at 2:30.
And I then, remember those days.
Yes, you lived those days.
Sure
And but you know what? When you leave for work at 2:30 in the morning, you don't think you're going to be in traffic.
That's usually
around here, 2:30 a.m., 3, pretty good
that's
to keep you out of traffic.
Well, that's the perks of choosing to work the morning shift.
That's right.
Because you're not having to deal with rush hour traffic, people driving with their knees.
Right, yeah. You don't have that issue at 2:30, usually.
Usually,
but I'll tell you right now, this fact that this vehicle was going the wrong way on I-10, I've had that happen to me before where I had a vehicle pass me the wrong way on the interstate. The scariest kind of butterfly stomach, gut-wrenching, like what just happened.
Yeah.
I don't know how people get themselves into that situation.
Oh, I do. You know how they, come on.
Sometimes it's under chemical inducement, but there's sometimes people like, I just didn't know where I was, and you go, how about the headlights that were heading your way? Was that a...
How many times have you seen vehicles with no headlights on, and you're trying to tell them, first of all, or I can understand somebody going the wrong way down, if you're in the downtown area, where streets are one way at one point, then it's a two.
Yes, that's different than a split interstate.
But you say interstate, I say freeway, okay. But I just, every market that I've worked in, I've always been blessed to see this happen one time. At least one time. And
so it's not just around here.
No, and it's about the time bars close. I mean, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And people are trying to get to where they're trying to go, and they've had a little too many sometimes. And sometimes there's medical conditions that are wrapped around this, too. Of course, it's too early to even start.
Absolutely.
You know, throwing out, you know, woulda, coulda, shouldas, but, you know, a heart goes out to whoever this person is because they're attached to a family, and we're in the holidays. And so right now, someone's getting some horrible news, so... So for those of you who are stuck, just understand there's the greater picture of at least you're safe.
That's right. That is for sure. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Let's get some more headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Yeah, and I do want to add, I love that Katarina told us about, the lifelight being involved because that's new information. We had not heard that. So thank you, ma'am, for giving us that update. Do want to tell you about your headlines this morning on this Friday morning. Good morning, everyone. There is one woman recovering this morning after being shot several times. Mobile police responded around 5 p.m. Thursday to the Dolphin Gate Apartments, which is off Dolphin Street and Interstate 65 here in Mobile. They say the woman had several injuries, believed to be gunshot wounds. They don't appear to be life-threatening. No word yet on a suspect. Once we get that information, of course, we'll pass that along to you. Also want to tell you about another shooting situation. This happened around 12:20 yesterday as police responded to Thomas Avenue South in reference to one person shot. They say once they arrived, a male victim was suffering from a possible gunshot wound. That person was taken to a local hospital with serious enlisted as serious condition. That male suspect involved, though, took off before officers arrived. So this is an investigation that is still ongoing. And another headline that's new to our headlines this morning, according to Mobile Police, around 3:50 a.m. back on December the 6th, police responded to the Super 8 Motel on Moffitt Road in reference to locating a possible reported stolen vehicle. They say officers did locate the vehicle, and then they approached on foot. The driver then ran in the vehicle, leading officers on a pursuit. So he took off. Authorities say the subject continued to run and later stopped the vehicle on Nelson Road at Ramsey Road when the subject exited the vehicle and took off on foot. But Mobile Police, they got their man, 42-year-old Douglas Branham. He was arrested on scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 715 FM Talk 106.5. A reminder here, holidays are here, and if you need the gift of more room in your house, how about calling my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get rid of that junk in your house, be it there in the house, around the house, up in the attic. If you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Could be at your business, could be at your storage unit, maybe a house you're trying to get ready to sell. If you've got junk, you need it gone. You need it done quickly, efficiently. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Check in with them today. Trey Bennett, local franchisee, doing great work here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Check in with News 5 next.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6940.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson has filed a lawsuit against the City Council over the hiring and firing of a City Council spokesperson. City Council Vice President Levon Manzi says it's not an issue that can have one party, the mayor or the council, getting everything they want. Manzi hopes it can be resolved before thousands of tax dollars are spent in the courts. Yesterday's bombshell letter over clergy sex abuse allegations inspired a Mobile family to come forward about an accusation against a teacher at McGill-Tulin High School. Alex Hunt and her mother showed News 5 letters and emails regarding a teacher at McGill-Tulin. They claim repeatedly asked students for nude photos. After several weeks, they got a letter from the Archbishop saying the situation had been investigated.
I slammed the door. I walked out of the school, and that was the last time I ever, stepped foot on that campus.
Officials wouldn't comment on the case, but confirmed the teacher no longer works there. An ongoing E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce has sickened 52 people. The CD says 9 additional patients have been reported ill in the past 12 days. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy.
Ho, ho, and what can I do for you, young lady?
It's more what I can do for you this year, Santa.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I noticed you've added a few more elves this year and all this expensive camera equipment.
Indeed.
And I understand you had to build a new daycare onto the barn to accommodate all those new fawns this year.
Yes, Dasher and Prancer went a little crazy over spring break.
Santa's workshop is a bundle of ever-increasing liabilities. I'll bet you're paying too much on your commercial business liability coverage.
I've called a couple of places, but they haven't gotten back to me yet, and I get excellent cell coverage in the sleigh. It's so frustrating.
Call Jack Green in Mobile at 344-5393 for a same-day quote on your business insurance.
You think Jack can save me enough money so I can buy Mrs. Claus this diamond earring she's been wanting?
Just one.
She got a piercing while they were in Daytona.
Oh, my.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Good morning, 718 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, it was the Derrick Henry Show as the Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-9. Derrick Henry rushed for a franchise record 238 yards and tied the franchise record of 4 touchdown runs, and he got all of those yards on only 17 carries. That averages to 14 yards per carry. It does help that Henry's second touchdown of the night was a 99-yarder.
Drive starts at the 1 and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
Henry stiff-armed no fewer than 3 or 4 players on that one play, and that tied Tony Dorsett's 99-yarder back in 1983. He was with Dallas playing against Minnesota back then for the longest touchdown run in NFL history. And a cool little side note, Jack Buck back then called Tony Dorsett's touchdown run
Last night, his son Joe Buck called Henry's touchdown run. That win improved the Titans' record to 7-6 and keeps them in AFC playoff contention. In the postgame show, they asked Henry, who's of course a former Alabama Heisman-winning running back, they asked him who he will vote for in this week's Heisman voting, and you already know the answer.
Who are you going to vote for? Who would you vote for?
Who you like?
Tua.
Shocking.
Okay. Tua. Roll Tide, man. That's not even a question. It's Tua all day.
All right, there you have it.
Well, we will find out this Saturday night whether Tua does take the Heisman Trophy this year. Yesterday, Tagovailoa received the Maxwell Award for Player of the Year and the Walter Camp Award for Best Player. His top competition for the Heisman, Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray, was named the nation's top quarterback with the Davey O'Brien Award and also picked up the Associated Press's Player of the Year Award. We're entering the final day of the Super 7 Football State Championships in Auburn. Yesterday, there were three state championship games. To kick off the day, Flomaton got a big 23-12 win over Piedmont to win the Class 3A state championship. Flomaton forced six turnovers. They recovered four fumbles and intercepted two passes, and it was the first football state title in the Hurricanes school history. In the Class 1A state championship, Mars Hill also won their first state championship in school history, beating Linden 53-26. And then last night, a tough one for the Vigor Wolves, who came up just short of winning the 5A state championship. They fell 43-42 to Central Clay County. Before last night, Vigor had only allowed 92 points this season. Both their losses, the regular season loss to 6A team Opelika, and last night's loss were by a combined 2 points. Today, the season wraps up with three more state championship games. First up, UMS Wright will attempt to complete an undefeated season and also repeat as Class 4A champions. The Bulldogs face Deschler at 11 a.m. Then at 3 p.m., it's Fife versus Luverne for Class 2A. And to cap off the Super 7 and the entire season at 7 o'clock tonight, Saraland takes on Pinson Valley and star Auburn quarterback commit Bo Nix in the Class 6A state championship game. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Dr. Bill Williams Weather, presented by Summerbee Senior Living. Live an upscale, independent lifestyle with help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Everyone has that one person on their Christmas list that's hard to buy for. Let Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop help you out this year. Purchase a special half-gallon a month gift card that will last throughout the year. Everyone loves ice cream. Let them choose their favorite Cammie's homemade flavor each month. What a great gift! Don't forget to pick up your sugar cookie, peppermint, and eggnog ice cream for holiday gatherings. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida. 49 years and still dipping.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a five-mile delay now eastbound I-10. Exit 13 is when they had the accident this morning involving an 18-wheeler and an SUV was traveling on the wrong side. And again, a fatality accident today, and they're working on getting that 18-wheeler out of the roadway, but we've got traffic backed up almost to the Grand Bay Wilmer exit. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. Enjoy the activities like the live manger scene, Santa's there, and even take camels and pony rides. See them at Fish River Trees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane.
By the way, too, hearing that 90 is way slowed down as well. Obviously, with traffic getting off I-10, trying to get into town, going on 90, traffic is backed up there as well. 42 degrees now. Check in with Dr. Bill and get a look at our forecast for today and the weekend ahead coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, it is getting closer and closer to Christmas Day. How have you done on your shopping? Christmas shopping? I got a thought starter here for you. For the guys on your list that are hard to shop for, how about a perfect gift? It's practical, it's thoughtful, and it's going to be a gift that they get reminded of year-round, and that is the gift of shaving with Harry's. Been shaving with Harry's for years now. I want you to do the same, or even better yet, gift the shave of Harry's. Here's how it works. You get a practical gift for him that he'll actually use. You can save money each time you get the blades because they're $2 each versus $4 or more you're paying right now for replaceable blades. You can also get a personalized engraving on your gift set. Listen to this. Special offer for y'all. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any of their shave sets, including the limited edition holiday set. So when you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout, you'll get free shipping. That's nice. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with that ergonomic weighted handle with the option to have it engraved, like I said, which is a nice move. German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, that travel cover to protect your blades, and a handsome holiday gift box. In other words, y'all, you can avoid wrapping one more present. And if you want something for yourself while you're there, that's cool. You could redeem the Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of the shave before you commit over at harrys.com. Get your holiday shopping done early. The free shipping ends on December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com and enter code MOBILE to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. harrys.com. Make sure to use our code MOBILE. 726, time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Not that you asked or anything, but I still think that that was the best gift I gave my husband.
It's a pretty big win, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Harry's is a strong medicine for a gift.
And it seems to arrive just on the right day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I planned this, this or something.
Winner,
chicken dinner. 7:26 on your Friday morning. Good morning, everyone. You know, it is time to get your party shoes ready and high-step your way to a parade. Governor Kay Ivey's inauguration has been set, okay? And the theme as well. You want to know what it is? It's Keep Alabama Growing.
Okay.
It's starting to grow on me.
Yes. Like I was just thinking of different great foods we have in the state that help us grow.
So like, I could totally see some oysters walking right down, you know, in the parade.
You heard things that keep us growing.
Rolling. Oysters, yes, are rolling.
That's right.
Breaker. Okay. So the committee chairs say that in less than a year and a half, Governor Ivey led Alabama to record job growth, improved education, and set Alabama on a path of prosperity. They say that in part as to why they chose this theme. The committee also launched their inaugural website. They've opened the application process for individuals or groups who want to participate in the parade. So January 4th, that's your deadline to submit your application. The parade, mark it down, is January 14th in Montgomery. We've been talking about this one since the last hour as far as in a non-emergency situation. What should you do if you need to get to the hospital quickly and you don't want to rack up those bills when it comes to having to pay for the ambulance to take you a couple of miles maybe? Well, how about this? Would you call your local Uber driver or your Lyft driver? Well, both are really delving into this idea as the non-emergency medical transportation industry is valued at $3 billion. So Uber and Lyft say they both plan to shuttle patients to and from doctor appointments first. Uber also recently made two additions to their health team, and Lyft has hired their first vice president of healthcare in November. Lyft and the American Cancer Society, they already provide rides to appointments for cancer patients. I'm just saying, keep your eyes peeled for this being yet another option in a non-emergency situation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The next time we chit-chat, I'm going to tell you why we are congratulating Sims Middle School this morning.
All right, 7:28, we're coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Archbishop Thomas Rohde released a letter detailing shocking revelations about past clergymen. The letter names 29 people connected to the Catholic Church in South Alabama that have been credibly accused of sexual misconduct with a child since 1950.
That people who have had credible accusations of misconduct do not serve in the Archdiocese of Mobile.
The list includes 12 priests or deacons and 17 brothers or other Catholic officials. Of the 29 who the Archdiocese determined had committed some type of misconduct, 16 are now dead. 13 have been prohibited from the ministry. District Attorney Ashley Ritz says her office got that same letter. She says they have only investigated one claim since she became district attorney. It was in 2013 and involved a man on the list, James Haven. Ritz says the case didn't have enough evidence to move forward. A man who's been arrested more than 24 times over the past 20 years is in jail. Donald Ray Reed Jr. allegedly robbed two clerks at knife point in separate robberies on Old Pascagoula Road and Rangeline Road Tuesday night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Out a storm of angry tweets this morning over the Russia investigation. A special counsel Robert Mueller is due in court today. Mueller is expected to reveal new details about his dealings with former Trump associates Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen. CNN is reporting that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and President Trump are no longer on speaking terms and that Kelly is expected to leave his job within a matter of days. Caitlin Collins is at the White House checking on a possible replacement.
One person who has been seen as a leading contender over the last several months is the Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, Nick Ayers, who is his politically savvy young aide.
China is preparing to launch a spacecraft in hopes it will land on the far unexplored side of the moon. Tomorrow's send-off aims to make China the first nation to soft land a spacecraft on the so-called dark side of the moon, which faces away from Earth. Pre-market trading indicates losses at the opening bell 1 hour from now on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Trump administration is moving to open millions of acres of public lands in the West to new oil and gas drilling and increased grazing by easing restrictions meant to protect a native bird. The action could undo a 2015 compromise crafted by government officials and some environmental and business groups to avoid listing the sage grouse, a chicken-like bird, as threatened, which would have triggered even more severe restrictions. Some Republicans and energy and ranching businesses say the Obama-era deal unnecessarily locked up vast parts of the West to development. A stock market rally, which has since reversed, propelled U.S. household net worth to a record high of $109 trillion in the July to September quarter. The Fed says the value of U.S. stocks and mutual fund holdings soared by $1.2 trillion, but wealth has been increasingly concentrated since the recession, with just 10% of the population owning 84% of stocks. That's Your Money Now.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So not as cold as the yesterday morning, but still chilly this morning. Get started.
Yeah, the wind is shifting around now. It's to the east, and eventually we'll get around more to the southeast. But we've got some warmer temperatures today, about 62 for this afternoon. It'll be a rather nice day with partly cloudy skies. It's really no indication of what's going to happen tomorrow and on into Sunday. And that is, we've got quite a bit of rain in the forecast, starting tonight with a few showers developing after midnight. We'll see a low tonight in the upper 40s, around 48 degrees. And then tomorrow, a storm system will move out of Texas, go right along the Gulf Coast. This could be a major storm as far as rain, but also in the Appalachians could produce quite a bit of snow before that storm ends or leaves the coast, the Atlantic coast, late Sunday and Monday. But tomorrow, look for cloudy skies and rain in our area and heavy at times in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow will be mainly in the 60s, around 62, 63 degrees. The rain will stay with us all the way through Saturday night as the storm system moves right over our area and onto the Florida Panhandle. And again, rain may be heavy at times, especially through Saturday evening. Sunday, things start to improve, but we'll see a few showers still around, especially in the morning on Sunday. It'll be a mostly cloudy day and then cooler, around 52 for the afternoon. And begin to clear off a bit Sunday night. And we'll see temperatures in the upper 30s for daybreak on Monday. And then Monday, a cool day, mostly sunny, about 55, and then into the mid-30s Monday night. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine in the upper 50s, and then in the middle of the week, we're going to get back up into the 60s. And when we do that, of course, that means more showers will be coming in for the second half of next week. So quite a bit of rain for the weekend, and most of that's going to be on Saturday. Sunday will be the better day.
You know, you're breaking down Saturday for us and saying more of the heavier rain in the afternoon. It will tomorrow morning, daylight, will we have chances of rain first thing in the morning?
Yeah, there's a good chance that we will see rain around in the morning, but the heavier rain looks to be in the afternoon and on into the evening as that low pressure system is very close, and then right over our area, and then on east to Pensacola as we get on into the late evening hours.
All right, Dr. Bill, weekend here is here, and it's that time of week when we talk about hanging a number, an ID number, on the weekend with the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, which lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, we've got quite a bit of rain, maybe anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain for Saturday into Saturday night, and then very slow improvement on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1 point,
1.4530. Now that's kind of what I expected. That's like a D average, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right, Dr. Bill. At least that gives us a numerical representation of the soaker ahead. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams at your weekend weather scale, 738. Hey, coming up this morning, we'll give you a chance, another chance. We've been doing it all week for Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em, Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Lady tickets. That's coming up. Also, Alec Naiman joins us, and it's Football Friday coming up after 8 o'clock.
Real fast, quick update on this accident we've been talking about all morning. Alabama State Troopers say the driver has not passed away. The driver is in critical condition.
Now, how does the information come out an hour or two ago that they had died?
Just giving you an update.
No, I appreciate your update.
Yeah, Alabama State Troopers say the driver involved, so that's the driver of that SUV, is in critical condition.
The one that was life-flighted, right?
Correct. Has not passed away. The left lane of I-10 eastbound has reopened.
All right, great news there. 738 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic coming up next.
They've sold over 25 million albums worldwide.
I only want to be with you.
Now, Hootie and the Blowfish return for their group therapy tour.
And I don't believe in time wasting, time walking.
June 6th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Hootie and the Blowfish with special guest Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Relive all those memories with Hootie and the Blowfish. June 6th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Grammy award-winning Hootie and the Blowfish with Bare Naked Ladies. Get access to tickets first with your City Card. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday, December 6th at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday, December 7th at noon. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Hootie and the Blowfish, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, 90 eastbound's backed up from Patsy Switch to McDonald Road because of that accident on I-10 eastbound. Again, that's backed off near Theodore Doss Road, and they're taking all that traffic off on the exit 10. Expect delays there as they're trying to move that 18-wheeler out of the way. Mobile Street and Filling Gym also got a hit and run with injuries. The South Alabama men's basketball team hosting Tulane Greenway this Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Mitchell Center. Kids 12 and under can shoot on the court following the game. For tickets, go to usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Came with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. And if, for those who are just joining us, that was an update. That's a great update to the accident we've been following all morning long. You know, with breaking news, information shifts sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just put that out there. As you like to pull back the curtain,
mm-hmm.
I'm pulling back the curtain. There it happens, and that's a great update. That's when you're okay that someone, you know,
it's good news. Misspoke. Yes, when a story switches to the fact that somebody is alive and
Amen.
They haven't passed away, then
Amen.
Yes.
All right. Let's get you to your headlines this morning. Happy Friday. There is a voluntary nationwide recall happening right now. This is impacting those of you with infants in the house, or maybe you work at a daycare. This is very important because three lots of infant ibuprofen, there's an issue. The recalled lots of the product have been found to potentially have higher concentrations of ibuprofen. So, of course, ibuprofen to use if maybe your baby has a toothache, has a pain, has fever, or all that. Here's what you need to look out for. If you have Equate, infant's ibuprofen concentrated oral suspension, 1.25 milliliters, which is sold at Walmart. CVS Health has sold infant's ibuprofen concentrated oral suspension, 1.25 milliliters. And Family Wellness infant's ibuprofen concentrated oral suspension, 1.25 milliliters, sold at Family Dollar Services. You need to get rid of those products if they're in your within your reach. Try Pharma. They sold the affected lots to one customer who then distributed them across the U.S. If you have questions, you can call 732-940-0358. Also, you're urged to contact your physician or healthcare provider if you've experienced any problems recently with your baby and ibuprofen. Be mindful of that. All right. So you know we love great news, Sean, especially when it comes to our young people, like the ones who work really, really hard on their projects,
mm-hmm.
and they work
mm-hmm.
really, really hard in school. Congratulations to Sims Middle School's robotics team.
All right.
They have been selected to receive an Alabama Middle and High School robotics grant for $1,400. Their vision to help expand robotics education in our state has been rewarded. So says a tweeter who included the local media and, of course, the school system. So very proud of our robotics team over at Sims Middle School. You know, we make sure we applaud those on the field and on the basketball court and all of our athletics. But, hey, academics, we salute you as well for all that you do in the classroom and the parents, too, because we know these children couldn't do what they do without support from mm-hmm. parents and grandparents and uncles and cousins and all that good stuff. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And if I can get the kids at Sims, if y'all want to, you can help me work on my prototype for the like the cow catcher Lego,
oh, yes.
the Lego mover that I'm going to put around the Roombas and all the automatic the automatic vacuums. I've got a way to keep the Legos out. We'll get with me. We'll have a little meeting
pow-wow.
On that. Yeah, we'll have a little meeting on that. 744 coming right back.
Why does Hardee's make biscuits from scratch? That's like asking why clowns scare people. Because it's what we were born to do, and because it makes them delicious. We were also born to let you choose from our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or Frisco breakfast sandwich, and mix and match any two of these for only $4. That's right, as newborns, we came up with this $2 for $4 mix and match idea and started making delicious biscuits from scratch. Talk about proud parents.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary, tax not included.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson has filed a lawsuit against the city council over the hiring and firing of a city council spokesperson. City Council Vice President LaVon Manzi says it's not an issue that can have one party, the mayor or the council, getting everything they want. Manzi hopes it can be resolved before thousands of tax dollars are spent in the courts. Yesterday's bombshell letter over clergy sex abuse allegations inspired a Mobile family to come forward about an accusation against a teacher at McGill-Tulin High School. Alex Hunt and her mother showed News 5 letters and emails regarding a teacher at McGill-Tulin. They claim repeatedly asked students for nude photos. After several weeks, they got a letter from the Archbishop saying the situation had been investigated.
I slammed the door. I walked out of the school, and that was the last time I ever, stepped foot on that campus.
Officials wouldn't comment on the case, but confirmed the teacher no longer works there. An ongoing E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce has sickened 52 people. The city says 9 additional patients have been reported ill in the past 12 days. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. Clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
746 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk Toyota to me, Larry.
All right, yeah, we've had a lot of requests for Toyota products, so we've traded in some. We've bought some, so I'll run through them real quick. I got two little Tacomas. They're the regular cabs. One is a manual shift that's under $5,000. The other one's an automatic, and it's under $10,000. We just traded in a 2011 Toyota Corolla S model last night, and it will be under $10,000. Then we got an 05 Corolla. We got two Camrys and two Tundras. Both of them are the Crew Max, the full crew cabs.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a nice selection from trucks to gas misers and in between. What about the selection on, you said you can get one of those pickups 5, one of them's 10. Can we get those trucks financed?
Absolutely, we could do it right here on site. Matter of fact, we did one yesterday under $4,000 and got it financed.
I love it. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Now let's check sports with Dalton.
All right. Thank you, Sean. 747 now on FM Talk 106.5. Sports brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, it was the Derrick Henry Show as the Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-9. Derrick Henry rushed for a franchise record 238 yards and tied the Titans franchise record for 4 touchdown runs, and he got all of those yards on only 17 carries. That averages out to 14 yards per carry. Does help that Henry's second touchdown of the night was a 99-yarder.
Drive starts at the 1 and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. Touchdown! Unbelievable!
Stiff-armed three Jacksonville players on his way into the end zone, and that tied Tony Dorsett's 99-yarder in 1983. Dorsett was playing for Dallas, and that was against Minnesota, and that ties Dorsett for the longest touchdown in NFL history. The win improved the Titans' record to 7-6 and keeps them in AFC playoff contention. In the postgame show, they asked Henry, who is a former Alabama Heisman-winning running back, who he will vote for in this week's Heisman voting, and I bet you can guess what his answer was.
Who are you going to vote for? Who would you vote for?
Who you like?
Tua.
Shocking.
Okay. Tua. Roll Tide, man. That's not even a question. It's Tua all day.
All right, there you have it.
So Henry's voting for Tua.
Roll Tide.
Already heard this week that Oklahoma Sooners former quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Can't hold it any longer.
Mayfield said he was going to vote for Kyler Murray, so I guess those two players cancel each other out. But we will find out on Saturday night whether Tua does take the Heisman Trophy this year. Yesterday, Tagovailoa received the Maxwell Award for Player of the Year, and earlier in the day, the Walter Camp Award for Best Player. His top competition for the Heisman, Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray, was named the nation's top quarterback with the Davey O'Brien Award, and also picked up the Associated Press's Player of the Year Award. A couple more Alabama players won season-ending awards. Alabama receiver Jerry Jeudy got the Fred Biletnikoff Award as the top wide receiver in the nation. And also Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams won the Outland Trophy for the best interior lineman. We're entering the final day of the Super 7 football state championships in Auburn. Yesterday, there were three state championship games. To kick off the day, Flomaton got a big 23-12 win over Piedmont to win the Class 3A state championship. Flomaton forced six turnovers on the night, recovering four fumbles and intercepting two passes. It was the first football state title in the Hurricanes' school history. In the Class 1A state championship, Mars Hill also won their first state championship in school history. They beat Linden 53-26. And then last night, a tough one for the Vigor Wolves. They came up just short of winning the 5A state championship, falling 43-42 to Central Clay County. Before last night, Vigor had only allowed 92 points this season. And both of their losses, the regular season loss to 6A team Opelika, and last night's loss were by a combined 2 points. Today, the season wraps up with three more state championship games. First up, UMS Wright will attempt to complete an undefeated season and repeat as Class 4A champs. The Bulldogs face Deschler at 11 a.m. At 3 p.m., it's Fife versus Lou Verne for Class 2A. And to cap off the Super 7 and the entire season at 7 o'clock tonight, Saraland takes on Pinson Valley and star Auburn quarterback commit Bo Nix in the Class 6A state championship game. 9 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, Bachelor BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, no changes on the interstate. Eastbound I-10 backed up for about 5 miles now. It's at Axton near exit 1390. Eastbound backed up from Paget Switch to McDonald Road. People trying to get off the road there as they're still trying to move that 18-wheeler out of the roadway. No other problems. A few other wrecks we've had to be cleared up. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
753 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
All right. Just a reminder, because of the weather coming in on Saturday, be mindful if you're planning on going to the various parades that have been canceled or rescheduled. Just want to tell you that this headline, my friends, is for David Preston. He loves listening to us in the morning. He had a question about this, so here you go, David. We're talking about safety and where Mobile ranks when it comes to being the safest city and or state. Wallet Hub has come out with their new ranking. So this is how it works. They're taking into account a city's crime rate, which includes assaults, rapes, thefts, and murders. Also included is the number of law enforcement per capita, the risk of natural disaster in each area, and what was called financial safety, including things like poverty, identity theft, and fraud rates. According to 180 cities across the U.S., which were determined to be the safest, the top 10, Columbia, Maryland, South Burlington, Vermont, and Plano, Texas were the top 1, 2, 3. When it comes to Montgomery, they landed at 93rd for the natural disaster category, 95th for home and community safety, and a low of 178 for financial safety. Huntsville was 113th overall. Mobile was 129th. Birmingham was 153rd. Take that as you will and understand that at least we're not at the bottom of any of these categories. Happy Friday, everyone. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
754 FM Talk 106.5. It is a Friday. That means we check in with our buddy Alec Naiman and ask him the age-old question, what's cooking? Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got for a cream cheese swirl brownies? You got my attention.
Well, you know, I tell you, I love my brownies, okay? I'm mm-hmm. a big brownie kind of guy. All right, now here's what we do. First, you got to get you a few ingredients. You got to get you some eggs and some margarine and some sugar, a little vanilla extract. You got to get a little flour, some baking cocoa, you know, and you got to get you some cream cheese, of course. All right, and here's what I do. I take two of the eggs and I get the egg whites out of two of them, okay? And I put them in separate bowls. I put one in one bowl, one in another bowl. I'm going to do a couple of different things, okay? Then I get me out another bowl. Now, we're dirtying up some bowls, okay? So somebody got to do the dishes, all right? That's how it works. All right, so I get out another mixing bowl, and I beat the margarine and the sugar together until it's kind of all crumbly, you know, and look like you ought to eat it, but you can't eat that stuff. That's all butter and stuff, you know. All right, and then so I add one whole egg now. I mean, I take the whole egg, not the white, but I add the whole egg in there. Then I add one egg of the white, and I pour in my little vanilla extract. See, and I mix it all really well. All right, then I come back, and I combine the flour and the cocoa, and I add that egg mixture that I just beat up, you know. And I blend it all really well. And then I pour it into a nice little Pyrex dish, you know, and coat it real good with a little spray on the bottom. And then I get me out another mixing bowl, okay? So we still got some dirty dishes there. And I start whipping and beating that cream cheese till it's, like, really smooth and stuff. And I pour in some more sugar into it so I sweeten up that cream cheese a little bit, you know. And I beat in my little that second white egg, you know, that egg I told you to separate and keep
right,
it off
right.
that. All right, then I start dropping this cream cheese mixture right on top of the brownie batter. All right, then I just take my little knife and I just kind of zigzag up and down the thing until I make some swirls in it. Then I slide it in the oven at 350. I bake it for about 25 minutes or so, or until it gets crusty and crispy on the edges of the brownie. You know, I like that kind of stuff. And boom, I pull it out, cool it, and man, we just start having a brownie party, and I call that my cream cheese swirled brownies. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds fantastic. Even better having you and your crew cook those for us. Let's talk about it. Just a few weeks left here between now and Christmas. People want to get a Christmas party set up. How do they get in touch with you?
Man, you gotta call us. You gotta call us quick, too, because, I mean, I'm running out of dates. All right? I'm just telling you, I'm running out of dates. So call us at 473-3900. Look us up on our web at namescaterers.com. Give me a like on Facebook, because I like that. You know what I'm saying? And listen, we're going to be working New Year's Eve, too, okay? So if you're thinking New Year's Eve, you call us, because we're going to come out and party with you on New Year's Eve. And we might have to watch a football game or something, so I hope you got a TV if you invite me out, okay?
We got two.
No, good, okay. I can watch two games at your house, okay? So that's good. And hope they're in the same room, because I don't want to be running from room.
We'll have them on either end of the living room. Alec, as always, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, guys. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend, rain or shine.
That's right. It sounds like we'll be way more rain than shine. We'll be back. Hour number three. It's a Football Friday. Y'all stay close.